Ricky, we enjoyed that. I think you've really announced your arrival in this division very much today. What do you reckon?
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. Look, it's another good performance, wasn't it? I think the first half we played some really good football, really good counter-attacking football, and I think we were unfortunate not to be further ahead at half time. I thought we had a couple of really good opportunities to extend our lead, and going in at half time 1-0 should have been 2-0, possibly even 3. But at 1, you know, they're still in the game, and we just said that we needed to continue doing what we were doing and concede possession, but be brave with our discipline when we're out of it, and make sure that we set traps and look to intercept, and then try and expose their back four, which we found it a little bit more difficult in the second half than we did in the first. But you know, when we got the second goal, it sort of killed the game off, really. But no, excellent. You know, I think over the course of the 97 minutes, they only had one shot on target throughout the 97 minutes, and that just goes to show how well the team did out of possession, how well they defended the 18-yard box, how disciplined we were, and you know, to beat a team like Slough is a really good effort from everyone involved. And you know, if you look at the comparisons of the two fixtures when we played them early in the season with the squad of players we have, we were absolutely annihilated and outclassed, and today I thought we thoroughly deserved the victory. So you know, I'm delighted for the lads. They worked their socks off again, and it was a really good 3 points.
I would agree with you, mate. Massive 3 points. Oh, everyone played well. Everyone did their job.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. You know, the players now understand how we want them to play. And the hardest thing was trying to get them to implement that into games. And, you know, there's no coincidence that the results have been more consistent as the performances have been more consistent. And, you know, there's no denying the fact that we're not a possession-based team. We do like to drop off and concede possession and play on the counter-attack. And it's down to teams to try and find a way to play against us. And at the moment, things are going well. You know, we're still concentrating on the teams below us, but now it's 15 points out of the relegation zone with a healthier goal difference than the teams down there. So, you know, we're looking probably for another 11 points, 12 points maybe, to guarantee our safety in this league. And the sooner they come, the better. So we'll be, you know, full of confidence now going into Tuesday night's game against Biggleswade, which, you know, is a game that we want to win. I know it's the League Cup and people look to rotate their squads, but we won't. We've got a good squad. People do need minutes. We will change a few things up, but it's a game that we want to continue to do what we've been doing and look to win that game.
Yeah, very definitely. Congratulations on today, mate, and let's look forward to then.
Thanks, Nigel. Appreciate it.
Okay, cheers, mate. Thank you.